Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In John 8 verse 32, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now take some courage to face a painful reality. It's easier to bail out of a troubled marriage than to stay and work your way through to a better place. It's easier to give in to despair and self-pity than to go back to school and train for a new career. And it takes guts to stand up for your convictions when you're under fire. It's often been said, unless you stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And the truth is, anytime you're willing to stand for something or try something new, somebody will take a shot at you. The English word courage is derived from the French word cœur, which means heart, hence the phrase, don't lose heart. Now, it's easy to be brave when you feel strong, but it's much harder when you feel weak or inadequate. Yet, that's when you need courage the most. General Omar Bradley remarks that bravery is the capacity to perform properly even when you're scared half to death. Now, the courage he's referring to there isn't the hollow type. It's got nothing to do with a fake it until you make it kind of mentality. Courage means saying, if God promised it, I believe it, and then moving forward despite the obstacles. If you need an injection of courage today, read and meditate on these verses. Firstly, 2 Chronicles 15:7. Be strong and don't give up. Your work will be rewarded. And secondly, Isaiah 35 verses 3 and 4. Strengthen the limp hands and ready the feeble knees. Say to those with anxious hearts, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come. He will come to save you. Now that's courage, and be courageous is Vision's word for today.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.